Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes. This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Biden spells out pandemic relief plan. We have the story.
FBI prepares for possible violence during inauguration week. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Wichita police investigate a fatal shooting that happened Thursday afternoon. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holiday. Once again, you'll want to strap down everything in the yard because the winds will be off the chart this afternoon, gusting as high as 55 miles per hour. When will things finally start to calm down? We'll tell you in our forecast here in just a few minutes.
President-elect Joe Biden has unveiled a nearly $2 trillion coronavirus relief plan.
President-elect Joe Biden revealed what he calls the American Rescue Plan to
tackle the pandemic and get direct financial assistance and relief to Americans who need it the most.
He's calling on Congress to approve the $1.9 trillion plan. It includes another stimulus check for qualified Americans, this one for $1,400, on top of the $600 checks already approved by Congress.
$2,000 is going to go a long way to ease that pain.
Billions would also go for COVID vaccines and testing, but some Republicans are concerned about the cost. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The FBI director warning of violence ahead of the inauguration next week.
FBI Director Christopher Wray said over 100 people had been arrested since the riot at the U.S. Capitol last week. 200 other suspects have been identified, but other threats loom.
We are seeing an extensive amount of concerning online chatter.
Wray joined Vice President Mike Pence at FEMA headquarters for a meeting on inauguration preps.
We are committed to an orderly transition and to a safe inauguration, and the American people deserve nothing less.
The head of the National Guard said he expects up to 21,000 armed troops to protect the nation's capital. At the Pentagon, Lucas Tomlinson, Fox News.
Wichita police responded to a deadly shooting call Thursday afternoon.
The victim was inside a restaurant at Hydraulic and Wassel, but police say the disturbance and shooting actually happened outside the Berea Tito restaurant. Officer Charlie Davidson with the Wichita Police Department says the victim was involved in the disturbance. At some point, the man was shot and then made it back into the restaurant. He died inside the building. Officers located a suspect involved in this incident, and he was arrested without incident. Police are still investigating the shooting. Anyone with information can call Crime Stoppers at 267-2111. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Wichita police have identified the victim in Wednesday's homicide investigation as 34-year-old Michael Montgomery. Officers arrested Montgomery's cousin, 39-year-old Jason Payne, on a charge of first-degree murder. The investigation revealing a disturbance occurred between Payne and Montgomery at their home in the 900 block of North Oliver. And during the disturbance, Payne pulled out a knife, stabbing Montgomery multiple times.
The political back and forth continues over the second impeachment of President Trump.
It is not known when a Senate impeachment trial will start. What is known is it will begin after Joe Biden becomes president. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham told Fox's Sean Hannity, attacking President Trump after he leaves office is unfair.
Under this theory, the radical left, if you can impeach a president after they're out of office, why don't we impeach George Washington? He owned slaves. Where does this stop?
Connecticut Democrat Senator Richard Blumenthal told CNN Republicans should join with Democrats to turn the page on President Trump.
They're saying they want to unify the country. One way to unify the country is a bipartisan vote for conviction.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
The U.S. government has executed a drug trafficker for a series of slayings in Virginia in 1992. Despite his recent COVID-19 infection, Corey Johnson received a lethal injection Thursday at the federal prison complex at Terre Haute, Indiana. He's the 12th inmate put to death there since President Trump resumed federal executions in July. Attorneys for the 52-year-old Johnson argued the injection would cause excruciating pain due to lung damage from his coronavirus infection last month. Johnson's execution and today's scheduled execution of Dustin Higgs are the last before next week's inauguration of President-elect Biden, who opposes the federal death penalty and has pledged to end its use. KNSS News Time, now 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We are just a few minutes away from our live weekly visit with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. Don't miss it.
Wichita Police cracking down on speeders. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Wichita Police Department has been cracking down on speeders. This week, they focused on Kellogg and caught 170 speeders in just one day. Traffic officers conducted the assignment Wednesday at some of the high accident locations along Kellogg. Top speed officers witnessed was 83 miles an hour. Of course, the speed limit right there is 60 on Kellogg.
About 8,000 students, Wichita State University Tech is the largest technical college in Kansas. The school's president, Dr. Sherry Utash, tells KNSS News, preparing students for tech and medical jobs can be a fast-changing challenge.
We continue to take the programs that we have, either existing, and we try to continue to make them relevant to the workplace today, and we create new programs and new educational pathways for those careers that we believe are forthcoming in, with business and industry. And that can be in healthcare, IT, manufacturing, aviation, or applied technology.
Dr. Utash, our guest this weekend on Issues 2021. That's Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
Momentum appears to be building in South Carolina for passage of a long-stalled bill restricting abortion.
The measure would ban the procedure once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, usually at the sixth week of pregnancy. While the bill has passed in the state house several times, supporters in the Senate have been unable to muster a two-thirds majority required to overcome a procedural hurdle. But Republicans gained 3 seats in the November elections, and there are signs the majority plans to move quickly on the measure in the new legislative session. Governor Henry McMaster said again in a State of the State address Wednesday he'll sign the bill immediately if it passes. Critics say it virtually bans all abortions. Nearly a dozen other states have enacted similar laws, but enforcement has been blocked in the courts. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A wildlife officer is facing charges after shocking allegations.
As an employee of New Mexico's Jicarilla Apache Game and Fish, Joseph Weaver was supposed to protect animals, but the Bloomfield Police Department says he decapitated a 9-week-old gray kitten inside his home. He's now facing a felony animal cruelty charge. Investigators say they found the small kitten wrapped in a towel along with a bloody pocket knife. Police say they were conducting a welfare check on Weaver at the time of his arrest. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic this morning, we're getting reports around Wichita of some snow flurries out there. However, we aren't expecting much in the way of accumulation. Good idea to be extra careful anyway, though. We have such gusty winds out there, especially those high-profile vehicles. That is a traffic hazard that is worth being aware of that today. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Once again today, we have two critical issues to deal with. The Grassland Fire Danger Index will be in the extreme category, and a high wind warning posted across much of south-central Kansas with wind gusts up to 55 miles per hour. Some flurries at times with a high 39. We'll finally be clearing tonight, our low 26, then sunny and not as windy Saturday with a high 45. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now cloudy, 36 degrees. The north wind is now gusting to 47 miles per hour. Wow. It was gusting to 38 earlier. Now it's gusting up to 47, so the wind is getting nastier out there.
Like yesterday.
36 degrees. Wow. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday, noon on Sunday, with socially distanced seating, carryout, and to-go available. The menu available at monarchwichita.com. The Monarch in Delano. 8:12, Steve and Ted here on KNSS on this Friday morning, January 15th. Ted, sports time, and I think our guest is with us this morning.
Every Friday morning, it's good to have a visit, a live visit with the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. Playoff game Sunday at 2 o'clock, the Chiefs and the Cleveland Browns. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Theodore. Good morning, Stephen. We actually have weather up here in the near the capital city of the Chiefs Kingdom. So we're trying to handle it and be ready to go for this Sunday in this playoff game.
What do you got going on today weather-wise?
Oh, we got snow. We got blowing snow. We got ice. We got wrecks. We got traffic issues. But we're good. We're getting ready to go, man. We're trying to get all the players there for practice and get ready for this game.
So who's scraping off the pickup truck window for Reno? What do you think?
Kelly is. She's okay. Got that taken care of. You know, he's got, you know, the window fogs up from his coffee.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that ice is up. It's real cold. The ice is up on the inside. So then once she scrapes off the outside, then she's got to come inside and scrape it off. So, you know, it's just life's tough, man.
Yeah, poor woman.
Yeah, she's a great woman, by the way. But then, you know, Greg said, close that door when she gets out to have to go open the fence to get, open the gate, to come in. Then, you know, that little bit of that cold biting wind comes in on Greg. Shut that door quick before you open that gate.
The Cleveland Browns.
Greg Reno, American Ag Credit.
American Ag Credit, yeah.
By the way.
By the way.
You'll find out who is this guy.
So how many points are we looking at there Sunday? About 150, do you think, combined?
You mean total?
Yeah, total.
Let's see. That put it at 70. Well, if we win, let me get my math right. If we win 76-74, then I'll take it. Some people think that, you guys. Because when these two quarterbacks met in college, and Patrick Mahomes was at Texas Tech and Baker Mayfield was at Oklahoma, they had a game about like that. They had 1,800 yards of total offense in a single game, and it was something crazy. Your listeners would know. It was like
66-59.
There you go. And that's not a Shocker basketball score. That was a football game.
And Mahomes
threw 7 hours and 9.
Yeah, Mahomes threw for 734 yards in that game.
Wow.
And lost.
Lost.
So that's my point. That's my point there for your Hall of Fame compadre. If those numbers are put up, we're going to try to win this time.
Oh, wow. Right. Hey, listen, we've had a couple of weeks off, but what's the injury situation? Was Chris Jones injured? Who we got? Is everybody going to be well on Sunday?
No, we're going to have Chris Jones ready, and he's got acetylene torch. I think he's ready to flame this game. I think he's ready to fire up. The injuries of the biggest, we got several. Clyde Edwards-Helaire practiced a little bit on Wednesday, but did not go yesterday, which worries me about some kind of setback, but we don't know for sure until today. Today's the big day with that. I don't think we're going to have Willie Gay Jr. Remember, he was injured in that final game against the Chargers. Both are in that kind of high ankle sprain, and then, you know, some of the hip injuries with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Rashad Fenton is our dime back, more important than people think, and hopefully we'll have him. But Sammy Watkins is the one on offense that I'm kind of nervous about and may not have him. Again, today's injury report will be critical, and that won't come out until early this afternoon.
Chiefs and the Browns have never met in the postseason.
How about that? You would think that at some point they would have. But remember, there's two Browns here. There were the Browns that became the Ravens, and there were the new Browns brought in by Drew Carey, that great, you know, great diplomat of our time when he ran them out on the field in 1999. That was the rebirth of what we know now as the Cleveland Browns. But the old Cleveland Browns, Leroy Kelly, Jim Brown, Frank Ryan, Marty Schottenheimer fumbling at the one, all that. That was the, they became the Baltimore Ravens in 1996.
Of course, and Andy Reid has had great success against the Browns too.
Yeah, undefeated, I think. He's at 7-0. But this Browns team is interesting. They remind me a lot of the Chiefs teams of Coach Reid's early teams of 2013, 14, 15, right in there. They're in the formative stages, but very dangerous. And what they were able to do last week to dismantle Pittsburgh got everybody's attention. But if I had to say something about this Cleveland Browns team to give them the best compliment that I could, it would be that they take advantage of their opportunities. In the 16 games this year that they played in the regular season, 9 of the 16 were against teams with losing records. And I don't say this disparagingly. I say that they seized the moment and took it and used it, and they built on it. But they got to play against the NFC East, the division that had no winning teams. They were the fourth-place team in the North, meaning that they played the fourth-place team in the West and also in the East. So they played the Jets and the Raiders. Then they played the AFC South in their – one of their cross-pollinations, and that, of course, meant the Jaguars and a kind of depleted Houston team, plus they got Cincinnati twice. So it's the easiest record anybody had in the NFL, but they went 8-1 in those 9 games. They lost to the Jets. And then they were able to win some shootout games. They were able to shoot it out and beat Tennessee. They were able to beat Indianapolis. So this team gets your attention, and they are capable.
I mentioned Chris Jones because he's become one of my favorite football players, and the importance of defense in this game at some point, making a big play, and special teams, that could be a deciding factor. What do you think?
No question. And defense has to be disciplined in this game. The best thing Cleveland brings to the party on Sunday is their two runners, and there's two of them, Nick Chubb and then, of course, our old runner, Kareem Hunt, who we loved, great kid, bad decisions, real bad decisions. He's made bad decisions on a couple of occasions, or one of the bad decisions is just who he was hanging with. And hopefully he's trying to get things situated, but that does not take away the fact that he's an incredibly talented running back. He was the NFL Offensive Rookie Player of the Year with us in 2017. So those two runners pose problems. There's also a good offensive line for Cleveland. So to your point, Steve, the defensive front, the splash plays you hope you get. You hope you get the sack strips and all that. But you have to do your job in this game because these runners will make you pay if you make a mistake. Meaning if I get out of my gap, if I got the B-gap control on the backside, that's my job. I've got to treat that like my life depends on it, because if I leave that just a half of a foot, these guys can make you pay and turn it into a big run.
Where are the Chiefs situated as they know they're 2 wins away from getting back to the Super Bowl?
And we know that this has been since August. I've talked to you guys and to our Wichita listeners and followers. And again, the climb has been impressive. Mm-hmm. It's been you get to the mountain, you got to start all over. Now you can see the top of the mountain again. And this 14-2 climb has not been easy. And now you're playing a team that's coming in full of confidence. So you got to do your thing. People go rust versus rest. What's this like? Are they going to be slow to get out of the gate, meaning the Chiefs? And I don't think so. I think they'll come out popping away. But they're going to have to stay disciplined, because this is a Cleveland team that stays pretty basic. They do not make mistakes. And if you make a mistake, just like the Pittsburgh game, they will jump all over it. That's why Cleveland's in the playoffs.
You know, I've heard that you've patterned your football career after a Cleveland Brown. You're the Otto Graham of your neighborhood. Is that true?
How'd you know? Otto Graham, the great Northwestern quarterback. You know I'm a Northwestern fan.
There you go.
And, yes, the great Northwestern quarterback, Otto Graham. Honestly, was ahead of his time, Steve, because the Browns were the thing in the 50s. They were the old American Football League or whatever, not the AFL, the AAFL or whatever. And then they merged into the National Football League and became a power, and mainly because of Otto Graham. But Otto Graham was a little bit like a Patrick Mahomes of his time. Yeah. He could move around the pocket. He had great arm strength. He could create plays that weren't there. But Otto Graham in the Pro Football Hall of Fame and a good Northwestern Wildcat, I'm glad you brought him up today.
The Chiefs and the Browns kick off at Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock in Arrowhead Stadium. And you can hear live coverage on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Mitch, I must ask you, how does this massive matchup in the playoffs between the Chiefs and the Browns somehow relate to Wichita State Shocker football as part of our Eddie Papa Shocker Football Kansas City Chiefs update?
Oh, Ted, it's so obvious, and I know you guys will slap your forehead and say, oh, my gosh, that's too obvious. But Bob Seaman comes to the forefront here. Now, Bob had to fill in. You know, we spent all fall and this winter talking about remembering those who lost their lives in the plane crash on October 2nd, 1970. We remembered their lives, brought to bring up some good stories. Well, Bob Seaman had to fill in when his friend, and it was his friend, when Coach Wilson and his wife Helen passed away, Bob had to take over. Remember, they had to decide, are we going to continue to play? What are we doing? All right, we're going to play. But Bob did a pretty good job of piecing everything together. But Bob was from, and Steve will like this, Bob, but Coach Seaman grew up in Sandusky, Ohio.
Wow.
And Steve, you'll know why it's famous.
That's right. Because you know, we, Bob Seaman's from there. I don't know.
Tommy Boy. Callahan Auto Parts in the movie Tommy Boy. Come, you with me, Ted?
Come on. Oh, my word.
Callahan Auto Parts, Sandusky, Ohio. That's where Bob Seaman grew up, on the shores of Lake Erie. Not far from Cleveland, Ohio. Bob went to Kent State, got started in his high school career in Ohio, actually met Ben Wilson. Ben brought him to Wichita State. And actually, Bob did a great job of kind of piecing things, got things back together, and actually had a winning season in 1972, went 6-5. I've talked about that group a lot. But if you look at the roster that Bob Seaman got Wichita State back rolling again in 1971, let me just go down the roster really quickly here. Let's see. Huron, Ohio, Massillon, Ohio, Lauren, Ohio, Akron, Ohio. Bear with me here because Bob spent a little time recruiting. Norwalk, Ohio. Let's see. Another Huron, Ohio. Niles, Ohio. Sandusky, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Tommy Callahan. Oh, I didn't know Tommy Callahan played for Wichita State. Okay. Massillon, Ohio. So Tommy Boy from played at Wichita State, lineman. He flunked out of school. But anyway, a lot of Ohio flavor. But Coach grew up on the shores of Lake Erie, the home of the Cleveland Browns, right on the shores of Lake Erie. So, hey, here we go. You can't have a coach that grew up on the shores of Lake Erie recruiting a 30-year team from Ohio if you don't even have a team. So bring it back, boys. Bring it back.
Mitch, have a great call on Sunday. And as always, we say thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Theodore. Thank you, Stephen, and thank you, Tommy Boy.
Yeah, right, Mitch Holtis right here with Stephen Ted.
All right, coming up, we've got the Hannity Morning Minute here on KNSS. The public's right to know that their government is protecting them. That's on the way. Stephen Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.